This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I hate censorship. I love truth. We're able to divert to a server for now. It has a splash page that diverts folks to NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com has been attacked. People don't want me to get into this. We have denial of service attacks, DDoS attacks. That's been going on for weeks. But this is people inside Origin servers, we believe, that have flipped it off. So this is the rebellion level and a test case ahead of the midterms, I believe. Just like YouTube 4 or 5 months ago took us down and said, oh, there was a rebellion, they were wrong, they were untrained, they took you down, it wasn't true what you said, because we could put up the real video, what I said versus what they said. But they finally made the decision 9 days ago, with the head of Apple and others to take us down, and then like dominoes it happened. Paul, gut level, what do you think's going on? Because we're important, but not that important. We're a test case. This is seeing if Congress and the president notice, well, they're worried about Amarosa. This is never before it happened. The deplatforming off 25 platforms, going after our credit card processors, going after our email systems, going after our servers that aren't even servers for web, servers for inventory. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, it's nothing more than a cyber attack, Alex, isn't it? It's full-on cyber warfare. And, of course, we have to trace it back to the origins, which was a CNN campaign in association with BuzzFeed, I might add, to lobby these big tech firms to censor InfoWars. Then it snowballed from there. Now it's literally cyber attacking our website. You know, they all said when this began over a week ago, oh, Alex Jones isn't being censored. You know, private companies can do what they like. Alex Jones still has his own website. And, in fact, even Joe Rogan, God bless him, but even Joe Rogan said that. Well, now we don't even have our own website because of what is obviously a cyber attack.
We didn't have email or comments. They're taking everything.
Yeah, so it's not just private companies making decisions. This is full-on political persecution, cyber warfare, and the people behind it are going to be exposed. There's also this whole narrative that we hear from CNN every single day. There's a war on the press. Oh, my God, there's a war on the press being led by Donald Trump. There's no war on the press. There's no war on the court.
The universities and press are waging war on the First Amendment.
Exactly. That's the real war on independent journalists, because mainstream journalists don't do journalism anymore. They just lobby big corporations to shut down the competition and call it journalism. The war is on independent journalists, people like Laura Loomer, who was shut down the other day for doing independent journalism, O'Keefe, everyone else, who actually get original stories. The war is on them. The war is on non-corporate news outlets that don't take giant fat checks from George Soros or get paid for advertising by dictatorships in the Middle East like CNN does. The war is on the people who are being censored and banned every single day by these legacy media companies which were dying and losing their audience, so they concerted, they colluded, they conspired with big tech, with giant corporations in Silicon Valley to shut down their competition.
Well, let me ask you this. This is next level, though. Doing denial of service, but now people inside shutting this off somewhere. Because we're looking. This is like flipped off. This is like, it's just turned off. Well, I mean, I think it's a precursor to what they're going to do to Trump. I think we're going to see industrial sabotage nationwide, Paul.
That's exactly what it is. It's sabotage. And this is why the administration, people around the administration, need to speak out on this immediately. I mean, there was one Trump tweet about Twitter shadow banning a couple of weeks ago. That actually had somewhat of an effect. Twitter's now come out, whether you believe them or not, at least we're still on Twitter, and said they're launching a charm offensive with conservatives to talk to them. So, you know, it had some impact there. Let's see what they're going to do next, because they need to do something.
My God, this is so epic and so historical, and it means we're doing our job, but I just can't believe they're trying. I mean, Now InfoWars.com is down, NewsWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com are still up. Europe Wars was down earlier. It's on a different server. Our sites don't go down, folks. We have the big fancy stuff. I mean, they are hitting us hard. Please, please spread the word. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shuttered from the sound.
Paul Watson is hosting this hour. He's going to take over as a special guest. Take a few calls in the segment before I leave you. The War Room's coming up in about 50 minutes. Paul, we were talking during the break about how desperate the deep state and the globalists are. This is a very bold move to deplatform us, a bunch of other libertarians, conservatives, and then to internally take down our sites. And I got a bunch of inside baseball. I'm not going to name companies yet. It's about the companies admit, no, this is not an official decision, and stop, where it's not just deplatforming, it's saying software we pay for we can't use. This is literally trying to put us into an electronic gulag that Drudge Report warned about. There's now a story up on NewsWars.com. InfoWars.com site goes down amid big tech censorship. And so we got a splash page up on another server. I'm told it's having problems. This is like something out of a movie or you read about as a kid in a science fiction book. What do you think's going on, Watson?
Well, obviously, you've got mob outrage witch hunts who have been called to the cause by basically big tech. You remember Zuckerberg said, oh, first we need to establish whether this is just brigading, whether this is mobs of people politically demanding we take down InfoWars for partisanship reasons. It obviously was from the very start, but he said, oh, no, it's not that. Now this is that. This is witch hunt brigades radicalized by mainstream media propaganda, and now they're trying to take down the website. You know, they've had fundraisers for people like Tommy Robinson in the past, and the banks get pressured not to even open account so you can fundraise. So they literally target people to make them not allowed to have bank accounts. They delisted you from LinkedIn, which is a pure unpersoning. You don't even upload any content to LinkedIn. It's impossible to do so. But this is all about power. This is all about sabotage. I mean, what don't they want people to see, Alex? What's happening in Sweden last night, which got banned on Facebook, by the way? Videos of these migrant mobs, these youth gangs, torching vehicles in numerous different cities. Okay, they don't want people to see that because then people will vote for the parties, the anti-globalist parties that will see to that and, you know, offer actual solutions. So it's not working. The Sweden Democrats and the elections next month are 5 points ahead. They're probably going to win if there's no election meddling. So whatever they do, they can't keep a lid on this stuff. And by censoring us and attacking us, it only draws more attention to it. But they are completely without morals. They moral grandstand all day and say, oh, we're just enforcing terms of service. There was a left-wing Latin American news website, which was basically Venezuelan socialist propaganda. They took that down on Facebook just last night. So, you know, they all cheered when they took down InfoWars. Are you going to celebrate and cheer when these left-wing websites start getting taken down? And the answer, from what I've seen, is yes, they will, because they're complete hypocrites.
Well, what it is people groveling to the deep state, big mega titan companies' power. bunch of powerless people seeking after power. But as you said, a truck attack running over more people at Parliament. They find a Muslim training camp, and people call in saying there's a dead kid there, and there is a dead kid. And they go, but it's racist, so they let him go, and there's a dead kid there. And you know, all this is going. They say, well, it's racist. Your Muslims will let you go. CNN won't even say it's Islamic attacks happening in Sweden, even though, as you said, they're running around screaming Allah Akbar, burning now thousands of cars. And Sweden's answer is bring in more Muslims. Where does all this end, Paul?
Well, it ends in the instability, the destabilization of society. If you try and drive these, you know, fringe voices, which are not even fringe at this point, underground, you only make the situation worse. You only make people more resentful. This attack in London today, the first narrative they came out with was that this was Boris Johnson's fault because he had written an article saying, by the way, I don't think the burqa should be banned, but these people wearing it don't fit in with our culture, basically. They look like letterboxes. Now they're tweeting today that it's his fault because he whipped up hatred and division. Remember, this is why we got banned, apparently. He whipped up hatred and division. So they're literally siding with the ideology that justified the Charlie Hebdo attack by saying, oh, these Muslims were offended, so they have the right to violate.
And it gets worse. Some tourists took a selfie of the police cars and stuff. That was the outrage that they did that, not another Islamicist running over people. I mean, this is, they're bending over backwards, but the Islamicists are getting more and more violent. Why do you think they burned down so much of Sweden last night?
Well, Sweden's had these problems for years and years. I mean, the mail companies, some of them have refused to even deliver to certain areas now. So, I mean, it helps the Sweden Democrats, let's be honest. They'll probably start saying that they did it. I mean, they've tried
to... Just be clear, that's the pro-nationalist group, you know, obviously. But why... Why do the Islamists not get jobs? Why do they not integrate? Why are they just so hateful?
Well, in Sweden, I think it's the majority of people in Sweden on welfare are migrants. Most of those are Muslim migrants, but it's because they live in these closed communities and they're on welfare and they don't feel the need to learn English. I mean, they went around Bradford, which is a northern UK city, a couple of weeks ago with Sky News, and they were asking Muslims wearing full burqas, what does it mean to you to be British? And they answered, I don't understand English. So they cannot even respond to the question of what does it mean to be British.
But they know how to have chips on their shoulders. I'm going to let you take over. I got a lot of callers. Sorry to the other callers. I may have time to get to one here. But financial support, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. This is total war. Thousands of articles a day saying shut us down. George Soros, Hillary, if you'll just buy some products, great fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified colloidal silver iodine. It's free shipping right now, 50% off. A bunch of other products. Get water filtration, air filtration, X2. Everybody needs this. Just make the decision to get in the war, to get in the fight, and we will defeat all this. I'm going to go on the end no matter what happens, but I tell you, we need a lot of capital right now. Get a T-shirt. Get some books. Get some videos. InfoWarsStore.com. Get Knockout, the great healthy herbal sleep aid. It's amazing. Get the Real Red Pill Plus now with energy. Get Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus. All of it's there at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We've got Aaron asking, what's the mechanics of the attack? Insider shut us off. Fernando asks, the severity of censorship. Stefan in Pennsylvania, how the plan of combating censorship? I mean, how do we do it? Get Congress acting. A bigger plan besides censorship. Let's talk to Kevin in Virginia. Kevin, what's the bigger plan beyond censorship? You're on with Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Well, I think this bigger plan of censorship ahead of the midterms has nothing to do with the midterms. I think it has to do with shutting down the opposition and the dissent of this event, of whatever's about to happen.
No, I agree. I think the big terror attack or false flags are getting ready to stay, that they're pumping, that'll be against the media or the tech companies. They don't want us on air when they stage it to create their big sympathy thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember this. The people that did 9/11, these people don't have empathy. These people.
By the way, that's Brennan and all these guys were involved in 9/11. Mueller, all of them.
Yeah, they don't have empathy. They're going to do whatever it is they can do because they have no They have no remorse, and they have no. They don't know what consequences are. That's why these people do the things that they do. How do you fight that? Well, you got to take them out. It's time. It is time for us to rise up. It is time.
Well, I'm not going to call for offensive violence, but you know when they stage stuff, there'll be some innocent cops or whatever. I think Soros, these globalists, all these people are clear and present dangers, and I just pray that the America and the world wake up to them, and I appreciate your call, Kevin, but they're coming for us. Antifa's calling for violence. The media's covering it up. Paul, gut level, do you think a big event's coming? I think they're clearly hyping one.
I don't know if the big event is the midterm elections, Alex. That's the biggest event that's coming in the next few months. But just harking back to the arrogance of it all, Zuckerberg, you know, it's unclear whether it's him or one of his executives in Facebook, saying, we will help you revitalize journalism. In a few years, the reverse looks like, are they holding hands with your dying business like in a hospice? The sheer arrogance of these people, given that Facebook loses 3 million users in the U.S. alone every year under the age of 25, okay? They're going to end up like the next MySpace anyway. So the solution is to continue to erode their reputation and call
them
out.
And that's why they're making their move against Real Choice, because they're dying, they're a fraud, and Zuckerberg thinks you're a bunch of dumb effers. Great job. PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com for Now's Up. They're going to test us now. They think, hey, take down his website. Will they get upset about that? Are you upset? Because let me tell you, this is a real canary in the coal mine. InfoWars, now taken down by some mole inside a server operation, we believe.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? We're live. It is the fourth hour of the most fan-censored broadcast in the Western Hemisphere at this point, InfoWars. And we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Bill Ottman, who is the head honcho over at Minds.com, which, as far as I know, is the biggest alt-tech social media website in existence right now. Never has it been needed more than right now. So we're going to talk to him about big tech censorship, about ways we can fight back at the bottom of the hour. The other thing I wanted to mention is Alex talked about getting the products to support us. We're literally being shut down right now. People said from the start, oh, Alex Jones still has his free speech. He isn't being censored. He isn't being banned. He still has his own website. Well, now he doesn't, because that's being shut down as well. Isn't it amazing how they can shift their justifications from minute to minute based on the fact that they've got mob outrage brigades of basically electronic witch hunt mobs attacking us at every level imaginable, but still we linger on and we will survive and thrive with your support. So please get the products, but if you want to do something really quick right now, you can go to the website when it comes back, or I think you can go to Prison Planet as well. You'll see the same thing. And press the donate button. Again, it's going to be on Prison Planet. It's going to be back on InfoWars whenever we get the website back up. But at the bottom of the articles, there's a section where you can donate directly via PayPal or Visa, and you can do that, and that helps us out too. So please do that as soon as possible when the website comes back. For the time being, I'm going to go through this article on Breitbart, which is headlined, Why Tech Giants Aren't the Same as Christian Bakeries, because this is the other non-excuse they trot out every single time we're censored. Oh, if conservatives can refuse service for a gay couple to refuse to bake a gay wedding cake, then why can't Silicon Valley corporate giants deplatform you and silence you forever? Because the two are really comparable, aren't they? Now, the subheadline here is Christian Bakeries Can't Kill Your Business. This is the key point. Financial institutions are heavily regulated, in part because failures on their part affect the livelihoods of so many other people. Now we get on to the point of InfoWars being financially attacked. This is the level it's reached. If a bank messes up, people can lose years, even decades of investment. Social media companies and online payment processors have grown to similar level of influence. When Facebook tweaked its algorithm, and this happened back in February, largely without warning, it cut traffic to even non-political viral website called Little Things by 75%. Guess what happened? They had to shut their business down. They had to lay off a 100-strong workforce. So when you get deplatformed on social media, if you're reliant on it to that extent, which this website was, thankfully we weren't. I think there was a study which found about 10% of traffic that came to InfoWars came from social media. So we had it direct mostly, which is how we've been able to survive. But in this case, this website, which was non-political, was put out of business along with 100 employees because Facebook tweaked its algorithm, okay? That is very different from one single Christian bakery refusing to bake a gay wedding cake. They can go to virtually any other bakery in the town, in the city, and receive that service. Once you're banned off Facebook and YouTube and Google and Apple, there are no equivalent services that the free market can provide where you can go, because this is not a free market. These companies are acting as monopolies. They're private companies, private giant corporations that control the public discourse, and they need to be broken up. It's like saying, oh, you know, this other argument, which is, why don't you just build your own social network? Because that's so easy, isn't it? It's like saying if you get cut off from your power supply, if the electricity company cuts off your power supply, people coming to you and saying, why don't you just start your own electricity company? No, that's not an argument. You get cut off from your phone service. Oh, just start your own phone company. Just start erecting your own phone masts. That's a solution, isn't it? No, it isn't a solution. It's harebrained. It's pie in the sky. So these big websites, which were not even political, were put out of business, not even through being censored directly by Facebook, but through being put through the algorithm being tweaked, and then that negatively affected their output. They went out of business. 100 people got laid off. According to a report by DigiDay, entire business models built around the distribution of viral content on Facebook were rendered unviable via the platform's rapid shift. And you barely even heard about this when it happened back in February. Here's another point. Christian Bakeries can't swing an election. President Trump has begun to take notice of big tech's progressive bias, recently calling out Twitter for shadow banning prominent Republicans. And the president's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, who managed Trump's social media operations to great success, obviously, in 2016, is also keenly aware of the problem. As well they should be. Annoying though biased legacy media like CNN may be, biased social media is a far greater threat. Facebook claims to have boosted voter turnout by 3% in 2016 by making small tweaks to their algorithm. Listen to this. Studies have shown that if search engines like Google manipulated their results to favor political candidates, which we already know, they've manipulated their search results to downrank conservative websites, they can shift between 2 and 3 million votes in a national election. In fact, they almost certainly already did in 2016 in favor of Hillary Clinton. So how much more could they shift in 2020? This is why this is so huge. This is why Trump needs to at least tweet about it. This is why we need some kind of action in Congress. We need hearings. We need lawmakers to sit up and pay attention in the Republican Party. Otherwise, they can forget about the midterms. They can forget about 2020, okay? When are you going to realize how important this is? Continues. Modern elections are won and lost on social media, not legacy media. Brad Parscale knows this. He led the digital operations team that outclassed Hillary Clinton in 2016. The Democrats know this too, which is why they're working so hard to turn social media platforms into little more than conduits for the legacy media, which is the point that I've made before. You go back before the beginning of this year and you look at CNN, you look at MSNBC and these other network, mainstream network channels on YouTube. They were getting their butts handed to them on a regular basis in terms of subscribers and views by independent content creators. What happened? YouTube flipped a switch. They admittedly, and they announced this, they were proud of it, deliberately rigged their own algorithm to put mainstream legacy corporate media content above independent media content. What happened? CNN subscribers started climbing up rapidly. Their viewers started climbing up rapidly on YouTube because YouTube, Google, gained the system. This is why this is so important. We're all slaves to the algorithm, and until these fusty Republicans who you know, have these hearings with Zuckerberg and they don't even know how Facebook makes money, they don't even know about advertising online, these people, it needs to be explained to them how important this can be, given that this can and has shifted millions of votes. They had an example case, and this was Robert Epstein, we've talked about him before, who did a study and found that Google could shift millions of votes by ranking search results that are positive towards one candidate over another above the one they want to downgrade, the one they want to downvote in the algorithm. They found that that could shift votes to change the result of the largest democratic election in the world in India. This is the power that these big tech giants wield. This is why they need to be broken up right now. We need action now. This is completely out of control. We'll be back with Minds.com's Bill Ossman on the next side. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in the fourth hour of the most censored broadcast in the Western Hemisphere at this point, and I'm delighted to be joined right now by Bill Ottman, who is founder of Minds.com, an alternative social media network that doesn't censor, that doesn't shadow ban, and that aligns itself with the First Amendment. Bill, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Now, first off, obviously, I want to get your take on this. As Infowars.com itself is under cyber attack, they said, oh, Alex Jones isn't being censored. He still has his own website. Now he doesn't have his own website. Okay. But obviously, we've been digitally executed by the social media giants over the past week. You know, Gavin McInnes banned by Twitter, Laura Luma banned by Facebook. Even today, a left-wing Latin American news network TeleServ, which is basically Venezuelan socialist propaganda, even they got banned by Facebook. Do you think there's anything in the timing about how all this seems to have intensified over the last 10 days or so?
Well, I think it's the key point that you just said. It's affecting both the left and the right. And the world needs to understand that censorship affects everyone, and just because it's not you right now doesn't mean it's not going to be you later. That's why you see, you know, you mentioned Noam Chomsky, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, real internet freedom advocates across the spectrum understand that censorship's not the answer.
Exactly. We had Noam Chomsky, the preeminent icon, basically, on the subject of free speech in the West for decades and decades. He's like 89 years old now or something. Come out in an email on the weekend and defend InfoWars, basically saying that this arbitrary notion of hate speech is just going to end up deep-sixing everyone's right to free speech. You've got CNN right now. If they want to flash up a headline, it's on information liberation. CNN, Alex Jones's hate speech is a form of terrorism. They've actually now got a CNN opinion contributor saying that our hate speech, which was nebulous and never defined by any of these companies, is now terrorism. So now they're going even further. We've got this whole argument, which we hear again and again, Bill, which I covered in the previous segment. You know, giant corporations, they're just private companies. They can enforce their own terms of service. They can do what they like. They're private companies. Well, my argument has always been, no, they're giant corporations. They're all centered in the same area of San Francisco. They act like monopolies. They're private companies, but they control the public discourse. Studies show they can shift millions of views. And as we've seen over the past 10 years, they're obviously abusing their power to meddle in elections and silence their political opposition, which, as you said, is just going to end up affecting everyone, left or right. How do you respond to this tiresome argument that they're just private companies that can just do as they wish?
Well, yeah. The thing is that it amplifies the problems that they're trying to silence. You would think that with all of the access to analytics and data that they have, they would understand that there are also peer-reviewed studies that show that censorship amplifies whatever it's trying to censor. This is why, you know, your site is probably growing rapidly right now. And so what we're calling for at Minds.com is for tech sites across the world to adopt a free speech policy, because then you avoid all of this subjective decision making and inconsistency, which we're seeing on major social networks. And it's just it's a losing battle for them.
So you advocate some kind of digital bill of rights, which would obviously have to have some kind of state backing. I mean, some kind of Trump administration backing to at least give it symbolic teeth to outline exactly what free speech rights people should have on the internet. And with Minds.com, as far as I understand, you basically align it with the First Amendment, right? You say anything that's not illegal is fair game. That's correct, right?
That's correct.
So you're advocating a kind of digital bill of rights where it would apply to everyone across the political spectrum.
Yeah, and it makes it easier for tech companies. I think that they're feeling so much social pressure to censor because of X, Y, and Z reason. And, you know, Twitter started off as the free, quote unquote, the free speech wing of the free speech party. And you know that all of the executives are having an existential crisis, which is probably why InfoWars is still on Twitter, because they know if they ban you guys from there, it's just they're going to lose a huge audience. And what they're forgetting is that open discourse doesn't mean that you endorse what the people are saying. Just because you're willing to have a conversation to someone doesn't mean you necessarily agree on all the issues. So, you know, these digital town halls are supposed to be open forums. And, you know, but regardless of that, this is why we're moving toward more of a decentralized architecture. We've just integrated a cryptocurrency for our payment system. So if you check out minds.com/token, you know, we don't want to be censored by Stripe or PayPal or any of these other platforms. Crypto can't get censored. Granted, you know, it's a new technology, but it's decentralized and it can't get taken down. So we're moving more towards that direction.
Now, you mentioned, you know, these brigades of mobs that pressure companies into banning people, into banning content. That's exactly what's happened. It was ironic because in the comments that were reported by the New York Times, where they admit Zuckerberg made the decision to pull the plug on InfoWars, he personally made the decision. So you've literally got billionaires running giant corporations that get to decide what we can see and hear on the internet. And much of the left applauds and claps and celebrates it. But you also have him apparently, reportedly, expressing concern that this whole move to censor InfoWars could have started by a brigading operation, which we see routinely with groups like Sleeping Giant. They pressure advertisers to pull out of Breitbart. And he acknowledged that that was probably what was happening, but then he went ahead and did it anyway. Now that's happening even to the extent where our website is under cyber attack because of these witch hunt mob brigades, who, by the way, have basically ruined Twitter, and that's why that went down the plug hole. But going back to Minds.com, you know, how do you distinguish yourself from these other alt tech networks? Because there's been a lot that have sprung up. You've had BitChute, for example, which is trying to rival YouTube. Obviously, they don't have anywhere near the funding, the resources. How do you differentiate, how do you distinguish Minds from networks like Gab and others that have also sprung up at the same time? What makes Minds different?
One of the key differentiators is that all of our software is fully free and open source, which means that anyone can inspect it, modify it, see what it's doing, make sure it's not spying on you. You can actually clone our entire site if you want to, make your own app. I think that BitChute is actually going to open source. I consider this essential. If there's no transparency, then I'm sorry, you're just following all the proprietary juggernauts. There has to be a new paradigm of transparency in the software. Additionally, what you were saying with advertising networks starting to censor, you know, it doesn't make sense. If you're selling computers, you want to sell computers. The beliefs of your viewers or whoever you're serving ads on, the viewers need to purchase things. So this is dangerous precedent in the advertising world. So we created actually our own ad network that's fully peer-to-peer. Paul, people could go to your Minds channel and send you tokens directly. They can send you offers of tokens so that you'll advertise their content on your channel. We're actually trying to take ourselves out of the equation so that creators and users can directly interface with each other and send each other offers for exchange of distribution.
I think I've got about 80,000 followers right now on Minds, which all I use it for is basically to send out my own articles. I don't use it anywhere near as much as Twitter. Probably will be using it more in the future given the way that things are going. But am I correct in saying that you can now host video on there as well? That's correct, right?
Yeah, we host video. I mean, look at what's happening to all of the networks. They're sort of becoming the same thing, coalescing into the very similar app. Every site is becoming a social network. So, you know, we have groups, we have a whole blogging platform, we host videos, we have news feeds, we have mobile apps on Android and iOS, which you should definitely check out. And, you know, it's a race, and we're trying to keep up. And the fact that we're open source allows developers all over the world to help us build the product and make it better. And, you know, we're just seeing growth just like you guys are because these issues and scandals, whether it's Cambridge Analytica, it's one after the other. It's just every day there's a new one, and it's unbelievable that they're not smart enough to change their behavior. It doesn't make sense.
By the way, just in 20 seconds, how many new users have you got over the past month since this big tech censorship purge has intensified?
We've seen hundreds of thousands of new users over the last month, even from Vietnam, where there's censorship legislation going through.
Well, people say, oh, just start your own social media network. It's very impossible, very hard to do so. Bill Ottman has done it at Minds.com. Go there and sign up right now. We'll be back in the next segment to finish up with Bill and cover the rest of the news. This is the Alex Jones Show Live 4th Hour. Infowars.com, while it's still up on the internet. We'll be back. Now go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back with Bill Watson of Finds.com. We're going to go back to him here in a second. But CNN has literally published an article, and the headline on CNN is, and this is from August the 10th, so it's 4 days ago now. Let me find the headline here. From one of their contributors, Rafia Zakaria, it's an important step in recognizing hate speech as a form of terrorism, she says. Let me find the exact quote where she says, and I quote, InfoWars is complicit in domestic terror. CNN has literally published an article claiming that InfoWars is complicit in domestic terrorism with no evidence whatsoever to back up that claim. They published an article, somehow it got by their lawyers, and that is up on CNN.com right now. It's We Need to Talk About Alex Jones is the main headline. They've got a series of contributors, of commentators speaking to that issue. And one of them, Rafia Zakaria, says, sadly, domestic terrorism or Jones' dangerous speech, in which he claims that he is in a holy war against Islam, is not prosecuted under that statute. She goes on to say, let me find the exact quote, InfoWars is complicit in domestic terror. That is on CNN right now. She says the new decision, she's talking about big tech banning InfoWars, is a step forward in recognizing that hate outlets, such as InfoWars, Remember, the left-wing teleser was also called a hate outlet by Facebook. They were banned. Hate outlets such as InfoWars are complicit in domestic terror and a relief to Muslim Americans like myself who have been the target of online assaults and threats. Now, the SPLC, back last year, I think it was, or the year before, called Majid Nawaz a Muslim reformist, called him an anti-Muslim extremist. They had to pay out $3 million in court for libeling him. Now, CNN has literally claimed that InfoWars is complicit in domestic terror via one of their contributors. That is up right now, live on CNN's website, so I'll be interested to see the fallout from that as we go forward. But going back to Bill Ottman of Minds.com, a social network that doesn't ban people, that doesn't shadow ban people, that doesn't censor people. Bill, Facebook, they're losing nearly 3 million users under the age of 25 in the US alone every single year. We see Twitter, their growth has stalled. We see Zuckerberg or one of his executives in a private meeting reportedly saying they, quote, don't care about publishers. And they warned that if publishers didn't work with them, quote, I'll be holding your hands with your dying business like in a hospice. Is Zuckerberg's arrogance going to come back to haunt him? How many more years before these platforms are in terminal decline if they're not already?
They are already. I mean, these algorithms have gotten so out of control. You used to be able to actually reach your followers or friends on Facebook. Now you're only reaching about 5% of your own followers organically, and their algorithms are deciding to show you what they want you to see. It's not a pure chronological feed. So on Minds, everything is 100% chronological and raw. We're never going to interfere with that. And additionally, you earn tokens for your contributions to the network every day. So whoever creates the most engaging content gets tokens, and then you can use those tokens to boost your posts for more views. So not only are we not filtering, we're giving people more of a voice, because that's actually what the purpose of social media is supposed to be, is to share your voice.
It's a concept that they seem to have forgotten about, isn't it? Now, I read your interview with the Daily Caller. You talked about a healthy society hinging on the free exchange of ideas. Tell us about Daryl Davis and how his story speaks to what's happening now with big tech censorship.
Yeah, Daryl Davis is an incredible story of an African-American man who befriended hundreds of members of the KKK and through open dialogue got them all to hand over their robes because they saw the humanity in each other and understood that obviously it doesn't make sense to be a part of the KKK. And this is how communication and social evolution works, is that through open discourse, the best ideas will rise to the top. Look, we're all getting things wrong sometimes, but through education and clear debate, the best ideas are going to win.
Exactly. Again, as you said, Twitter started as the free speech wing of the free speech party. Quite ironic now that Twitter is the last remaining holdout. I mean, we have heard whispers behind the scenes that Jack Dorsey, at least to some extent, does support free speech, that he has had meetings with people. We had the announcement yesterday. Twitter is reaching out to conservatives on a charm offensive to try and get them on board and to try and reassure their concern, whether anything comes of that, given that there are literally giant mobs of outraged, permanently offended idiots on there campaigning every day to shut us down, remains to be seen. But here in the last couple of minutes, Bill, just tell us how easy it is to sign up for Minds.com and why people should do so right now.
Yeah, just very easy to sign up, like other social networks. The key thing that I would have you take away is that where we spend our time online is how the power structure of the internet is distributed. So when you even just create an account on an open source peer-to-peer alternative like Minds, you are helping empower us and other alternatives to grow. Where we sit, the browsers that we use, you know, use the Brave browser, use Firefox. Don't use proprietary surveillance systems. It is possible to shift away. And, you know, we're sitting on these devices all day, and that is building the metrics of all these different corporations. So, you know, finally the alternatives are catching up in terms of the functionality. And I would just say, at the minimum, supplement your experience. If you're not ready to fully jump ship, you know, just get started.
Exactly, and that, I'll start doing that right now with this interview, because it ain't going up on YouTube. Forget about that. If you want to watch this interview, it will go up on Minds.com, and it will go up on BitChute, and we'll promote that. If we get access to our website back, it will obviously go up on Infowars.com as well. But we're going to leave it there for now. Bill Ottman, Minds.com, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Thanks, Bill. There goes Bill Ottman. Please go and sign up at Minds.com today. I'm there. I've got about 80,000 followers at this point. You know you're not going to get banned there for exercising free speech. The only reason you get banned is for endorsing, advocating legal activity. And obviously, Twitter, Facebook, and the rest of them have terms of service which are slightly more restrictive than that. Minds.com aligns itself with the First Amendment, so you know you're not going to get banned. And it's growing rapidly. It's not really a right-wing echo chamber, as some people claim these other websites are. It's people from actual real liberals who support free speech, conservatives, and whoever, having an actual conversation, God forbid, without being censored. So please go and sign up for Minds.com, fight back against big tech censorship. Also support Infowars.com by going to Infowarsstore.com and getting the specials right now to help us against this, what is now a purge, what is now basically a cyber attack on our website, to the point where CNN has published an article, as I just mentioned, bearing in mind that CNN was the network that launched this purge. They launched this lobbying campaign back in February of this year. Their first target was the Alex Jones channel. They tried to create a controversy over the Parkland shooting to get that shut down with community guideline strikes. Then they lobbied Facebook to shut us down. After Facebook shut us down, they lobbied Twitter to shut us down. They haven't been successful with Twitter yet, but they were the genesis of this campaign to purge Infowars from the internet. Now they've published an article which literally accuses and said Infowars is, quote, these are the words of Rafia Zakaria, a CNN contributor. She says, Infowars is complicit in domestic terror. Okay? This is going to have some interesting repercussions, but we'll leave that article there for now. There you see it. Infowars is complicit in domestic terror. They were right to ban us because apparently we're like ISIS, we're like Al-Qaeda, we encourage terror attacks. We've never encouraged any violence whatsoever. We assume we disavow all violence and anyone who endorses it or suggests it. It's complete BS. This is why CNN is fake news. Let's hit another couple of headlines here in the final minute of the show. Sweden is burning, migrant gangs unleash coordinated firebomb rampage across multiple cities. So the Swedish national election is next month, in just a few weeks' time. The Sweden Democrats, which is the anti-mass migration party, the populist party, the anti-globalist party, is, according to the recent polls, 5 points ahead. I'm guessing when they run those polls again tomorrow or in a couple of days' time, they're even going to be even further ahead, because they're the only party that's promised to take steps, to take measures, to do something about Sweden's soaring violent crime problem and its complete lack of integration of migrants that have come predominantly from the Middle East over the past few years. So they had numerous cars set on fire. Of course, this is a regular occurrence in Sweden, but they're saying it's never been this coordinated and it's never been this intense. Now the police are saying they want to talk to the parents of the guilty minors. Sounds like they're really going to do a lot to prevent that from happening in the future, isn't it? But Sweden's got an election. The party that's promised to deal with this is ahead in the polls. This is going to backfire on them. Trump was right. He said his big last night in Sweden speech, he was ridiculed, but he was proven right once again. That's it for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at META Hemp Solutions.
solutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.